15 years is a special milestone, and even more so when it comes to Greater Bridgeport Pride. They have woven a rich tapestry of progress, unity, and resilience throughout the Greater Bridgeport community with remarkable achievements. Over these 15 years, they have served as a testament to the transformative power of art, social justice, compassion, and community, and we want you to be a part of it. Big 15th anniversary events coming up later in June, and we're going to talk all about it with our friend returning to the program, Jason Coombs from Greater Bridgeport Pride. We're going to get the lowdown on all of that, but we do also want to take an opportunity to take reach out for anyone who is feeling like they're ready for business success, or they need funding to take their small business or venture to the next level. Did you know that most banks and community lenders decline the majority of loan applications they receive? Well, Connecticut's Community Economic Development Fund can offer you free training that will prepare you to apply for one of the agency's funding opportunities. These free trainings are going to help you understand the process of getting a better loan, the right questions to ask yourself about your business concept, and CEDF can even connect you with an advisor on request. Lots of support if you want to get a business going or take an existing business to the next level, and you can get started now by visiting weteachsuccess.org. All right, Jason Coombs, welcome back to the program. How have you been?
Oh, I've been great. Thank you for asking, and thanks for having me again on the show, John. It's such a pleasure to chat with you, as always.
Yeah, so I guess the key question is, over these 15 years that Greater Bridgeport Pride has been building its coalition and allies throughout the region, have you been on this ride all the way back to the beginning?
Oh, I wish. Honestly, I wish that Greater Bridgeport Pride was around when I was a kid, because this is exactly what, you know, as a young queer kid, I would have needed and would have loved and would have, you know, took part of if it was available. But, you know, it wasn't around when I was a youngster here. So I moved back from New York City. I'm from Bridgeport originally, but I moved back to Connecticut from New York City in 2020 during the pandemic. And, you know, of course, I was looking for community, looking for a place, looking for belonging. And I realized there was a Pride celebration here, and I never knew growing up that Bridgeport will one day have a Pride. You know, it was just a miraculous and inspiring and much needed thing for me to see that in my hometown. So I immediately, you know, went to the first one I could, which was in 2021 because of the pandemic. Mm. And 2022, and I joined the board and joined the committee to help plan. So I've been there for the last 3 years now.
Oh, okay.
My third year helping out officially. Yeah.
Well, that's plenty of time to be able to get an idea of the importance of an organization and the network of folks connected to an organization like Bridgeport Pride, because as you made the key statement there, when you were a young kid growing up queer, you didn't really have a place to go, a lot of folks who felt like you to turn to kind of you know, get some validation and right, really reinforce your identity. Let's talk a little bit more broadly about organizations, not just Greater Bridgeport Pride, but all the ones across the state and nation like Greater Bridgeport Pride, and how today more than ever, they probably serve as one of the most important assets, right, and you know, places for folks in the LGBTQ plus world to turn to.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, we know there's such an attack on the LGBT community right now, specifically our trans friends and family, you know, Black trans women and whatnot. So I think places like Pride centers across the country are so important, because people need to have safety, need to feel safe, right? Need to have a place where they belong, where they can see people like them. They can get the support that they may not get from their families. You know, so having, you know, gender affirming care and having resources such as, you know, sex activities or you know, support groups, they're so needed for people who are in the queer community. As we know, like queer kids, you know, they have such a high rate of suicide, unfortunately, you know, because not everyone has a place like the Bridgeport Pride Center in their cities, in their towns, in their states. So I think it's so important to have that. I hope every city can have a Pride Center. You know, I think it's that important. Mm.
Well, when it comes to especially young people who are trying to discover their true selves, it seems so critically important that they be able to go somewhere and have a place, as you said, to feel safe. So,
like a chosen family, you know?
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about some of the things that Greater Bridgeport Pride offers. You guys have like a weekly drop-in situation?
Oh, yeah. Well, the Bridgeport Pride Center is open, you know, Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to about 4 p.m. So anyone can drop in during those hours. But we also have special events and special times where it's open. So, like, there's different activities. You know, once or twice a month, we have a Friday night Pride hangout for, you know, kids and who want to just come watch a movie or do some arts and crafts or you know, anything that's kind of like a social type setting, right? We also have a book club that meets once a month. We have a music club that meets the first Tuesday of every month. You know, there's different support groups and recovery groups. We're working with Lighthouse to do more engagement and enrichment for children. You know, we have our food pantry that's open for anyone who needs, you know, during this time where a lot of people are struggling, you know, to have food that's available, you know, that's healthy and nutritious. They can come in and get that. You know, we have a gender affirming closet if someone's transitioning or needs, you know, clothes for a job interview or whatever that may be, whatever they need clothing for. We have that available. We've gotten so many donations over the last, you know, year or so. So that's open and available for people. You know, we officially cater to the LGBTQIA plus community, but we're not going to turn anyone away who needs support or access. You know, we have two computers in our center as well. If anybody needs help with, like, you know, getting online, trying to find a job, or, you know, any kind of support they need, we have it there.
Mm. Bridgeport and the region around it is also asset rich when it comes to nonprofit organizations and other partners who I'm sure Greater Bridgeport Pride and the Pride Center work with in the event they suddenly intake folks that have unique challenges or issues, especially things like mental health, addiction, or other issues like that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We always, we have lots of partners that we work with. Specifically, Our Trans Life is another local nonprofit organization that focuses primarily on trans and non-binary youth. We're always working in tandem with them as well. Like, we also work with Circle Care Center and, you know, different Pride organizations. Like, you know, a couple weeks ago, we had a little dinner with New Haven, folks at New Haven Pride and in NOAA Circle Triangle Community Center. We all came together to share ideas and thoughts and how we can better unite and serve this greater Bridgeport and New Haven, you know, county.
Yeah, that's.
I love the synergy that we have going on with other local organizations as well.
Yeah, that's really what it's all about now, Jason, is circling the wagons, because I have to believe that there are a lot of younger people who are in the same position you were when you were their age, who may have been teetering on the edge, poised to come out or express their true selves, and now they've been kind of shoved back, or they have restrained themselves from expressing their truth because of the appearance of a dangerous climate that they're surrounded by.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's a scary time. You know, we're seeing so many protections and safety measures being repealed across the country. And, you know, even, you know, funding is, you know, as we all know, is, you know, it's being taken away from LGBTQ organizations. That's why it's just so important for, you know, people to show up and support any way you can, because there's just so much, vitriol being thrown to our community. And, you know, I think it's just a rough time right now. And I know, like, you know, LGBTQ plus community is not the only community that's suffering right now, you know, but I think all of our struggles are parallel, whether it's, you know, the undocumented folks, women who are facing persecution as well. You know, it's a scary time, but I think we have to really, band together and then have places like the Pride Center that are open for anybody with a kind and open heart that can come and be, can use our resources.
Yeah. Well, looking all the way back to the 60s and 70s, the LGBTQ plus community has always found the energy and the wherewithal to look into the face of adversity and find a way to celebrate as well, to celebrate themselves, to celebrate their allies and their communities. And things are no different during this 15th anniversary year of Greater Bridgeport Pride. You guys have a series of interconnecting events culminating with a really, really big and exciting activity coming up later this month. Let's talk a little bit about those Pride Month events that are going to be extra special in this 15th year of Bridgeport Pride.
Right. So, the cornerstone, the staple of, the Bridgeport Pride event is the Outworks, art show, which is kind of where Bridgeport Pride started 15 years ago with Ricky Mestre, who is a local queer Latino artist who went to City Lights Gallery, Suzanne Kachmar, with this idea of doing a queer art show. And, they put it on and it was, of course, successful. I think it was probably the first queer art show in the state of Connecticut. And that grew into a march that happens every year. And we've continued that trend of just kind of like building on those pieces of the foundation of Bridgeport Pride. So we're going to continue with the Outworks art show, which is, mostly LGBTQIA, plus some allies who may have wanted to contribute some art, which is going to be at City Lights and opens at 12 o'clock on June 21st, the day of our Pride event. And then at 2 o'clock, we have our big march kickoff through the streets of downtown Bridgeport. We're hoping to get as many people as possible who want to march with us, who want to support us. Last year was our biggest attendance. We're trying to double that this year. So we're hoping people come out and march through the streets of downtown Bridgeport, starting at the colorful Bridgeport Broad Street steps. And that makes our way downtown through downtown to Wheeler Park, which is right next to City Hall, where we have our big Unity in the Park event. It's the third year of us doing this Unity in the Park, where we have, local vendors. We have like about 50 local vendors this year, local performers. And then we have, we have a dunk tank this year. We have family friendly activities. We have a circus group for kids that will be like teaching kids how to do circus tricks. Mm. And then we have our live performers. We have a really cool headliner, Lucy LaDuca, who is a finalist on RuPaul's Drag Race. So we have that superstar there. We have some really passionate and engaging speakers, including our keynote speaker, activist and actor India Moore, who's going to be there as well. Just really getting people amped up and reminding people that, Pride, like, as you said earlier, it did start as a riot, right? As it did start as a way to fight back against the way that LGBTQ people were treated, So we want to remind people that we are not going to stand down. We are going to raise our voices. We're going to march through the streets of downtown Bridgeport. We're going to let people know that we're here, and as cheesy it may sound, that we're queer and we belong here, because we do. And, queer people are important to the fabric of this city and this country, and we're not going anywhere.
Yeah, sharing your rightful place within all communities is really what we should all be steering toward these days, honestly, Jason. And we really appreciate the fact that an organization like Greater Bridgeport Pride is helping to make that happen right here with our listeners. And we hope folks will come out and support this. But the Unity in the Park may be ending at 8 p.m. There on the... on the 21st of June, but the that's when the real party starts.
Oh yeah, that's when we're gonna have our fun, amazing after party at Trevi Lounge, which is the local LGBTQ bar, which is in Fairfield, and we are going to be there as well, starting at, I think, 10 o'clock. We go to, it's our official after party and goes till 1 a.m. And I think it's like a beach pool party theme. So we're going to have like a DJ, and there'll be like, there'll be more food trucks. There's going to be food trucks at Union in the Park, but there'll also be food trucks outside of Trevi. And I think there's going to be two DJs, and they just recently renovated their outdoor patio. So, we're going to hope and pray that the weather is nice all day and all night so we can be, we can celebrate, and keep the party going until 2 a.m. when the bar closes. It's going to be a long day for us.
Yeah.
But a fun day.
And as we wrap up the conversation, we should reflect on not only the fact that Greater Bridgeport Pride is celebrating 15 years, but they're also representing their first ever thematic message, I am. Let's talk and close out the program reminding people about I am.
Oh, yeah. So I am. It was a wonderful campaign that we started to remind people because, you know, LGBTQ people, you know, are often not able to be themselves for so long. Right. And often our labels are placed upon us rather than us being able to share what we are and how we feel and what represents us, you know. So the I Am campaign is just a way of reclaiming ownership of who we are and saying, hey, I am blank. So, you know, I am a Black queer man, you know, I am from Bridgeport. I am proud to be part of this community. Whatever you are and want to share with the world, that's what the campaign represents. So we have this wonderful campaign where we have ambassadors that are out there sharing, you know, their words of encouragement and empowerment. Hopefully people see that and can, you know, be authentic in themselves as well based on this campaign.
Fantastic. Jason Coombs, a great spokesperson for a Greater Bridgeport Pride and the Pride Center there in Bridgeport, celebrating 15 years. You can learn more about what they do at bridgeportpride.com. They seek to raise awareness of the vibrant local LGBTQ plus community, to offer a platform for creative expression, and to connect the community to work opportunities for queer creatives and all others who are looking for a safe place where they can share who they are to the greater Bridgeport community. Jason, best of luck with the event, and thank you so much for being part of our Pride Month series again. We'll talk to you soon.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.